The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to California Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities throughout the state of California. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of this great state and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed entrepreneurs, along with business and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and welcome to California Business Connections. I'm your host, but I'm also a former chamber president and a small business advisor. My heart is to help all small businesses, especially Black and minority businesses. I help them start, finance, and grow, and even exit their businesses. If you're interested in having your business get help from us, contact me at the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and ask for me, Carl Davis Jr. I want to help you. I want to help you get capital. I want to help you get money. That's the vital money you need to run your business. But I also want to help you get technical assistance. And that's help on operating and growing your business. If you really like that type of help and you want it, send me an email. Put in the subject line radio show and email it to Carl Davis Jr. at comcast.net. That's Carl with a C, C-A-R-L-D-A-V-I-S-J-R at comcast.net. I promise you're going to get some help. Well, I got somebody on the line right now that is one of the most powerful people. When you're talking about helping people, she helps all communities, and she's a good friend of mine. I want to welcome the Bay Area again, because she's been on our show before, and I challenge you to go back and look at the previous podcast and learn more about Almez Nagesh. Almez is the founder and executive director of ADN, and that's the African Diaspora Network. Almez, how are you doing, my friend?
I am doing very well, Carl. So good to connect with you every year. You've been consistently supporting the work we do. I know how much you love the Black entrepreneurship ecosystem and the community where we live in Silicon Valley and around the United States, and of course, the continent of Africa. So always delightful to be with you, Carl.
Well, Almez, you know, you have established yourself as someone that is making a difference. And I know, you know, who you are, and you're humble, and you're always working, and obviously you like to do more, but you are making a difference. Matter of fact, I believe you're putting a footprint down that, you know, others can follow. Besides being someone that came from the African continent here, you're making bridges and relationships to where if people want to invest in Africa, they could do it, or they don't want to just connect and be culturally rich, they could do it. Almez, tell me, how do you do that?
Oh, you know, with people like you, you just said it, huh? I come from Eritrea in East Africa. But that's just one country I come from, but I do belong to the world.
Yes.
And so it's like being a woman, and then you're a sister, you're a mother, you're a friend. There's so much to us than just one little label. So I always believe that the human heart and soul is so, so massive. It can transcend our differences. And so I've been very fortunate in that. That sense of humanity in me seems to carry me through. And it is not about power in the sense that people seek power. I never did and I never will. Mm-hmm. But what I seek is what you said. I do seek impact. Yes. I measure everything I do in the impact we make in our community. And The bridge that we're building actually is very important to me. The bridge we build between Africans, those of us born in the continent, African Americans who have been here for more than 400 years, and friends of Africa who don't look like you and I, love the continent and the community. And I think we've been able to bridge this and bring people together for that one basic principle of connecting, networking, getting to know each other. Because I think at the end of the day, Carl, isn't it when we know each other, we demystify the sense of prejudice and a sense of I am better than you idea. I think when we eat together, I've always thought that if we drink coffee, had bread that you and I shared, we always, there's something about that sense of community that we build. And you and I are a good example of that, because that's how we met many, many, many years ago. And you have come to me consistently. And when I need you, I come to you. And that sense of relationship building, trust building, community building is an integral part of who I am and what I would love to see happen in our community. And then, of course, what we do at the African Diaspora Network. So that I know it's a long answer to your question, but I really think at the end of the day, it's just that you and I open our heart and say, yeah, let me go ahead and see what Almaz is doing. If this is worthwhile, then I will go ahead and spread the word out, and which is why I love you. You've done that for years and years. And so, and you and I are the best example of how we are building the bridge between the contemporary diaspora, which is like me, the new immigrant, and African Americans in the United States. You and I must continue to do this. Otherwise, that rift that is there will continue to grow. And my goal and my wish in this lifetime that I am here is to narrow that as much as possible.
You know, when you were saying that, I was just thinking of this movie that, remember Chike, the Nwofia? The creator of the Silicon Valley. What's the name of the movies? What's the name of what he does? The Silicon Valley.
Oh, the Silicon Valley Africa Film Festival.
African Film Festival. So
yes,
he brought a film over years ago, and it was called Bound, BOUND. When I saw that, I was like, my heart just was breaking. Because it was showing Africans a different picture of African Americans, and African Americans a different picture of Africans. They were trying to make a rift between us, and there is no rift between us. And I love you for just standing up and saying that. So I'm thankful you said what you said.
No, it is very important we continue to do that. Otherwise, we will continue to perpetuate the sense of difference that does not exist. And so I really believe that we're doing something that is going to make a difference in the community. And I think to your question, how do we do it? The other big thing that we do is by bringing people together. And so 8 years ago, we created, we launched the Africa Diaspora Investment Symposium, our first program. And it started in 2016, never stopped. In fact, Carl, you were a speaker in 2017. And so that annual convening is taking place March 22 to 24 at the Computer History Museum in Mountain View, right here in the Bay Area in Silicon Valley. I do hope and I wish that your listeners and our community join us, be a part of the conversation. We have so far people from 23 countries joining us. So you can imagine how beautiful it would be. I was even just flabbergasted when I saw people coming from Japan and registering, and they were making sure that they get their names was registered, and they kept going back and forth, and just tells you that the importance of getting in person together. And as you know, over the during COVID, we kind of went completely virtual, and it's so wonderful that we're now back in person after 3 years at the same place. We've been having the symposium for so many years, so it's really wonderful that we will have our community from around the world join us to do what you asked me earlier. How do we do it? The first, I think the first stage to creating a community, sharing knowledge, networking, learning from each other is bringing our people together. And I think that's the space how we started. And I am happy to say it has grown to be what it is today.
Can I chime in for a second, Almez? Because I want people who are listening here get an opportunity many times to connect with you, your purpose, and what you're doing. Could you share with our audience, how could they connect with you? One, to register or to actually be a partner or a sponsor. Give us, you know, how people could connect with you in those ways.
Wonderful. So two ways. One is they can go right now to the website, www.africandiasporanetwork.org. And we are number one on Google when people check on us, African Diaspora Network. And then once they go into the website, if they go into programs, they can click into the Africa Diaspora Investment Symposium, which has its own website, and they can see how they can register, which hotel they can stay, what the subject, what subjects are being discussed, plus also who the speakers are. It's really amazing. And so that would be wonderful. The other way is they can send us directly an email at info@africandiasporanetwork.org. And our team is incredibly agile and fast responders, so we will be happy to respond as well.
You know, I want to take on the second half all the other things that ADN is doing on the second half of the show, because you did some things with Santa Clara, you're doing some other fantastic work, but I want you to really be able to dive into it on the second half of the show. So let's just leave it right there, Almez, and let's take a short break. We're going to be right back, folks. You're listening to California Business Connections.
Join the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and watch your business grow. Participate in mixers, webinars, and training workshops to help start, finance, and grow your business, all with the help of the Chamber's certified Small Business Development Center's consultants for free. That's right. Sign up for one-on-one help from a certified Small Business Development Expert Advisor for free. Call 408-288-8806 or visit blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com.
Bay Area residents, we need your help. The coronavirus has affected everyone, and that includes Silicon Valley. Nonprofits that help small businesses like our Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce are in dire need of support. Your support helps us support and assist small businesses with workshop webinars and even one-on-one technical training for free. Please give, whether it's your time, your volunteer expertise, or donations. Go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com, and see how we help Bay Area communities.
Now, back to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr.
Brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back. I'm Carl Davis Jr., and you're listening to California Business Connections. My guest today is Ms. Almez Negash. She's the founder and executive director of ADN. That's the African Diaspora Network. Almez was talking to us about what's going to happen at ADIS, that's the African Diaspora Investment Symposium. She's going to say more about that and how you could reach her and get in touch with the organization to attend that. But the organization does other things too. So Almez, finish what you were saying about ADIS and then transition into what you want to talk about ADN.
Wonderful. Thank you, Carl. So the African Diaspora Investment Symposium, as I mentioned, is taking place in less than 2 weeks at the Computer History Museum, March 22 to 24. We'd love to see your community join us and our community join us. And so that's one big event for us that we do annually. But I think, Carl, to the question that you brought, what other things do we do? You know, what does it mean to bring people together? So what? You know, we get together, we talk, we share ideas, then where do we go from there? So in that sense, in 2018, our organization started to ask the question, what does this mean to the grassroots entrepreneurs in Africa? And so, of course, we ended up creating a program called the Builders of Africa's Future. That is our first accelerator program for social entrepreneurs and business entrepreneurs in Africa. We are about to, we just sent the application for the sixth annual Builders of Africa's Future application, that the cohort that will join us. And then in 2020, and I want to give shout out to Silicon Valley Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. In 2020, which is also run by an incredibly amazing African-American woman, Nicole Taylor. Yes. In 2020, one of the team members from Silicon Valley Community Foundation saw what we were doing with the Builders of Africa's Future during ADIS 2020, the symposium. And she said, do you have a similar thing for Black entrepreneurs in the United States? And I said, no, we don't. But if you give us money, we will make it happen. And you know me, Carl. So we got the seed money, of course. We got the seed money and we made it happen. So Silicon Valley Community Foundation was a good player early on to help us develop the Accelerating Black Leadership and Entrepreneurship Program. We call it ABLE in short. And people can go on our website and find it. That program just graduated on January 19 of this year. We graduated 11 Black entrepreneurs from the United States. This wow. one, I have to tell you, Carl, so now by now we have two cohorts already. We started it with the seed funding from Silicon Valley Community Foundation. We have a lead funder in Bill. Bill is a local a Silicon Valley fintech company. Mm-hmm. And the leaders there, I mean, the CEO, Rene Lessert, and his team are fantastic, phenomenal mm-hmm. people who believe in helping Black entrepreneurs. And as you may know, Carl, Bill is a platform that we all use to pay our bills and all that stuff. So just an amazing community. And the company is, they believe in SMEs, as you and I do, and because mm-hmm. the small and medium-sized companies are the engine of the economy in the yeah. United States and around the world. And so investing in entrepreneurship is critical. And that Accelerating Black Leadership and Entrepreneurship, and then you add to it the Builders of Africa's Future, brings me back to your initial question. How are we building the bridges? That is how we are building the bridges, because you've got a US-based African-American majority accelerator program, and then you have grassroots African entrepreneurs working together in their own way. And our goal is to bring them together at some point so that they can connect and work with each other. One thing that I want to mention and insert this into this conversation, Carl, mm-hmm. is my background is in international business and trade. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we see, and we don't know yet because we just started the Black Entrepreneurship Program mm-hmm. Just a year and a half ago, but you can see where this is heading. Carl, mm-hmm. as you know, many African Americans want to do business with the continent, mm-hmm. but they don't know how to. Yes. So they probably come to the Chamber of Commerce, they go to the U.S. Department of Commerce. Those are fantastic resources. But what about doing this in a way that you actually meet with each other, connect with each other? You've got this amazing community that you're building, and eventually they do business together. We don't know who's going to do business with whom, but this we see is as an opportunity to open the African market to African Americans. One person at a time and one company at a time, but believe me, we will do it. Somehow we will do it.
I love that. You know, I'm a big proponent of that. You know that. I want to say this. When you talk about building this bridge, people like yourself and Renee, who I'd love to talk to you later about how we can bring him on the show, people like yourself and Renee who can see the vision and act on it. Because I had a friend of mine said, you know, Carl, talking about something, talking plus no action equals nothing.
Yes.
That is so true. We have to execute these wonderful ideas and relationships. So tell me a little bit more about your plans on what you plan to do with the next year or so and building these things out.
So one of the things, that's a very good question. So one of the things that I'm really, really excited about is, of course, on the entrepreneurship side, we are going to launch the third Accelerating Black Leadership and Entrepreneurship Program. So Carl, when mm-hmm. the application comes out, I'll send it to you so you can share it with the African American community. Might be interested in applying, and of course, they have to qualify to apply. And I do encourage your audience to go list to look at the background of these entrepreneurs that we've been serving. I am very excited about that, excited about the Builders of Africa's future, and of course the symposium. But there's something else that I'm excited about, and I am going to continue to work on this for the rest of my life. And that is, how do you scale the remittances that Africans send to their countries and their families and their friends? How do we scale that up to make it more of an investment opportunity? As you may know, Carl, Africans from the diaspora, I'm talking the entire continent of Africa, right, not sub-Saharan, because I like to see that everyone who lives in the continent is African.
Right.
Because we've been told, oh, you're a sub-Saharan Africa, you're right, a North African. Well, forgive me, but once
it's Africa.
Yeah, it is Africa. It's one continent. And so we send $80 billion in remittances every year to the continent. And that money, $80 billion, goes to our family, to our friends, to our neighbors in need. And we must continue to do that because many African families do need the support. And that will continue. What I am advocating for and what I'm excited about is, how about the savings of the diaspora? Mm-hmm. The Africans from the diaspora, highly educated, at par in proportion to the number of Asian immigrants in this country, mm-hmm, we're very small, and yet the highest achieving in education are African from the continent, the diasporans in the United, mm-hmm, States. And mm-hmm, we also save money. So what I am asking is, I know it's troublemaking, but what I am asking our community to do is, can we tap into our savings and start to take a portion of that invested in the continent? And this, of course, investment curve is based on trust and transparency, and of course on your ROI. Do I get return on my investment? I'm not talking charity, I'm talking investment.
Right.
To make that happen, we also need to see that the governments in Africa need to create a conducive ecosystem for the diasporans and friends of Africa to come and invest in the continent. That is where we are heading, where I'm heading. We started this conversation years ago, but we are now actively engaging with many people. In fact, we presented our idea at the UN General Assembly last year. We had a side event. And then at the Africa Leaders Summit in Washington, D.C. in December. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to do it at the symposium in less than 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then in April, I'm going to take it with me on the road to Oxford for the Skoll World Forum. The Skoll Foundation, they're based here in Silicon Valley, but they have an annual event that they host in England. I will be there, and I am going to speak about this to people who might be interested in helping us to think it through. I mean, this is conversation, building relationship, creating awareness, and then eventually, Carl, my hope and my dream is to shift from remittances alone to also just really investing in the continent, regardless of where we come. It does not have to be necessarily Eritrea. It could be Kenya. It could be Ghana. Wherever I feel like there is an opportunity for me to get money back, I get return on my investment, but also create employment and other economic opportunities in the continent. It's all for the best.
Well, before we go, I want you to quickly tell people, how could they reach you? Because they've heard this and they want to partner with you. Give them that information again on this side of the show.
Wonderful. Thank you, Carl. They can go and learn about what we do by going to our website at the African Diaspora Network.org, and they can choose all the different programs and see what we do. And they can also reach me at info by sending email to info@AfricanDiasporaNetwork.org.
Wow, man, you know, I love bringing you on, Almaz. We're just going to have to do it again, man.
I love speaking to you, Carl. You're the best.
Wow, we're out of time, but we want to thank our guest today, Almaz Nagash. She's the founder and executive director of the African Diaspora Network. Google her. Find that website and see all the marvelous things her and the programs are doing. You can hear this show again via podcast. Just go to our local Black Chamber. That's the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. Click on Black Chamber Communications and hear our podcast. So until we meet again, whether it's education, health, even politics and sports, it's all about business. Stay safe and stay connected. You're listening to California Business Connections.
You've been listening to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. For more information about today's show, go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email Carl at carldavisjr@comcast.net. That's carldavisjr@comcast.net. Keeping you connected. California Business Connections.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.